First of all, we are going across the water to the United Kingdom, where politics is in total turmoil and total upheaval as a result of the situation confronting the British government, led by the Tories, led by Prime Minister Boris Johnson. A wave of UK government exits, including cabinet resignations, are threatening to end Boris Johnson's time as president, time as prime minister. He might like to be president, but he's prime minister of the UK at, for the moment anyway. Rishi Sunak and Sajid Javid, senior members of their government, resigned immediately yesterday after Boris Johnson apologised for giving former Deputy Chief Whip Chris Pincher a top job, despite knowing of a previous complaint made against him in relation to sexual harassment. Boris Johnson said he failed to remember he had been told that Chris Pincher, a Tory MP, was the subject of an official conduct complaint about his conduct towards men. There was Mr. Pincher resigned last week as Deputy Chief Whip for the British government following claims he groped two men. Well, I'm delighted to say we're joined on the line by Sheila Burke. Sheila, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us from the UK. First of all, Sheila, you might just, I know you've spoken to us in the past, but just remind us of your Kerry connections and where you're based now.
Oh, hello. Good morning to everybody there listening in sunny Kerry, I'm hoping. My mother and father are both from Kerry. My mother is from out towards Farran Four, and my father was from Tralee. My father had a show band which toured England and Ireland, and he's passed away, and he's at Ra, and we go and see him when we're over there. And so where, I've got lots of family there, yeah.
You have lots of family. And where are you based, Sheila, again, you might remind us?
I'm based in Suffolk at the moment. I'm in Suffolk, but I do come over to a house that I have in Kenmare, near Kenmare, yeah.
Sheila, you would describe yourself as Conservative supporter, you would support the Tory party. How long have you been a member of the Conservative Party?
I've been voting Conservative since I was 18. I'm 66 now, so a long time, yeah.
And as someone who all her voting life has supported the Conservatives, what do you make of this situation? And do you think Boris Johnson, he needs to resign, given the fact that two senior members of cabinet, Sajid Javid and Rishi Sunak, have resigned?
No, I don't think that he has to resign. I genuinely don't. The long knives have been out for a while to get Boris, and they've tried to get him every which way. The latest thing with this Chris Pincher incident is horrendous. How we're not supposed to give somebody a chance if they've had a very long-standing... there's always rumours, and he had a reputation for being Pincher by name and Pincher by nature. He was in a private members club. He turned up on the doorstep the next day, said he embarrassed himself, he drank too much, and he resigned. I don't see that that's Boris's fault. How can Boris be responsible for every single member of his party, of his team? So I think that him leaving now is premature. They're in the throes of really getting some major things done. Our COVID support for businesses and people was fantastic. They spent way too much, but they did do it, and people kept their jobs, and we didn't crash in that respect. He rolled the vaccines out much quicker than, I'm sad to say, than you guys in the EU.
We could look at that, but just coming back, why did he give a job to a man that he knew that there were complaints of sexual harassment about?
I don't think he knew at the time that he gave it to him. He says it slipped his mind that he was... it's some years ago.
And do you believe that argument that he said, that Boris Johnson said he slipped his mind? Surely if you're considering giving a position, a deputy chief whip position... which is important. You want to make sure that the person you give that job to has his eyes and ears out for in relation to his MP's behaviour, that they get out and support the government. Why did he give a position of power? So that would give somebody a position of power. Why did he give a position of power to a man who had a history of, well, at best, sexually harassing, and at worst, sexually assaulting other people? You don't give positions of power to someone with those sort of who are prone to that sort of behaviour.
No. So I think at best we can say he made a lack of judgment, but I don't know that he remembered that at the time he gave him the job.
Would you not remember if somebody said, "Oh, I'm thinking about giving someone a position"? You do know he goes around, he has form for groping other people. You would remember that, wouldn't you, Sheila?
Well, you'd remember he had one incident of it. And there's a lot of, the rumour mill in Westminster is unbelievable. There's rumours about everybody. So, you either listen to what the man said and give him a chance. I mean, we do have a society where we're supposed to give people a chance as well. If somebody's done something a long time ago, doesn't mean that you condemn them forever. The fact he's now repeated that disgraceful behaviour in a private members club, and that is now being used as another nail in Boris's coffin, is just wholly wrong. You can't blame one man for every single thing that goes wrong. I mean, we had a member
He's the Prime Minister, and Boris Johnson, he's very quick to take praise over the successful rollout of the vaccine programme in the UK. He's very successful
and
in saying, I'm the person who got Brexit done. So if he's one to make all these claims of success for this, why doesn't he step forward and say, I got it very wrong here. I should not have appointed a person.
He apologised.
He did apologise, but doesn't it need to go forward and say, this person, at best sexually harassed other people, at worst maybe sexually assaulted people. This person was not suitable for a position.
He groped people in a private members club.
Well, that's pretty serious. I wouldn't like to be groped.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't either. But, he resigned, and Boris wasn't there holding his hand. You know, really, how can you have... I know that the Prime Minister is the Prime Minister and they have ultimate accountability, but you cannot wet-nurse every single member of your team to the point where you stop them groping somebody when they're drunk in a private members club.
But But when you have that information, you don't appoint them to positions of power. So you think all this, Sheila, and I can hear from you, you're a very sincere supporter of Boris Johnson. You think this is all a conspiracy to get rid of him, to do him down.
Yes,
Rishi Sunak, Sajiv Javid, certainly Rishi Sunak would have ambitions to be Prime Minister, possibly Sajiv Javid as well. I don't know. But that this is all part of a plot to undermine Boris Johnson.
Rishi has jumped ship because he knows that he's mucked up the UK economy, and I do blame him for that. And Sajid Javid, we're facing a huge crisis here with health, where people are waiting well over 2 years to get treatment. So I think they're jumping ship to save their own skin and put themselves forward for Prime Minister.
Well, Sheila, you certainly are strong in your support of Boris Johnson. Sheila, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it. Hope you're keeping well.
Right.
And maybe we'll see you when you come to Kerry
love
soon.
You all, really.
I know. No, it's just...
My Euro friends.
Yeah. No, but we just wanted to get a perspective of somebody who has ties to this county and who is a supporter of the Conservative Party. And in your case, who's very, very firm in her support of Boris Johnson. Do you think he'll survive this?
I think he'll have a good go at it, but it's premature to assassinate him at this stage. It's premature. He's in the midst of doing a lot of very good things. I mean, look at the way that he is with Ukraine, and he's led the way on that, and I think he's done a marvellous job. He's also very good on looking out for the planet and applying green subsidies, which we've all got to pay. I think we've got more police coming.
We'd be so lucky in Ireland to have a Taoiseach like him.
I think there's a lot of people that are very envious of him and they would like to kill him. And the knives have been sharpened for a very long time, and I don't think everything rests down on one man. It's not possible. You have to have a team, and they've got to work with you.
Okay.
But unfortunately, the Conservative Party very split, and one half that does not like himself, is out to get him any which way. If you look at it over the last couple of years, he's only been in 2.5 years, and he's already had several scalps of his skin.
We learned finally, I suppose people would say that he was absolutely ruthless in the way he decided to support Brexit and then take out Theresa May. So that is the way of politics ultimately, as they say, all politics ultimately ends in failure.
Well, she was inert, wasn't she? Wasn't doing anything.
Okay.
I mean, we had voted in 2016 for Brexit, and she just didn't get on with it.
Well, look, Sheila, thank you so much for joining this morning. We'd love to get listeners' views. And look, hopefully we'll see you in Kerry very soon. That's Sheila Burke, joining us from England this morning. A firm Conservative supporter, been voting Tory since she turned 18. She is adamant that Boris Johnson is being wronged here, and she hopes he will survive. Will he?